Hey everybody, how are you? This is Bill Williamson, this is Silver Black Bride. This is our weekly podcast, this is our bi-week show. So we're just going to talk about a lot in general. We're going to talk about the Eagle game. And yeah, what really struck me, and I think I talked about this a little bit last week after the Denver game. And now it's even more so after the 33-22 win over the Eagles. After two complete games, it's just how roller coastery the NFL season is. And, I mean, the Raiders are prime examples of that. And it's truly a year-to-year league. It really is. I mean, look what's going on in Kansas City. You just don't know. It's really hard to build. And it's just, you always have to change. You always have to, there's too many injuries. There's too many, sometimes opposing teams catch up to you. That's why the key is to have a great offense. Well, the key is to have a great quarterback. That helps. And then health. And just being smart and then constantly improving, constantly drafting. It is year to year. You know, we don't know what the Raiders are going to be like in 2022, but all that matters is 2021. All that matters is now. And it's managing health, and it's managing health, and it's having luck on the field, and just taking opportunities, and just winning now. And that's really the key, and that's what the Raiders are doing. They look good in the first 3 weeks. They look bad in the 2 weeks. Then the Gruden thing happened. And they look good again. And, you know, I know there's a natural narrative because the offensive stats are so much better in the last two games than they were the two previous games. Now, again, you gotta look at the first three games where they averaged 30 points a game. They averaged 30 points a game for the first three games. They averaged 11.5 points a game for the last two games of the Gruden era. And now they're averaging 33.5 these two games. They've scored 33 and 34 under Greg Olsen. So it's interesting because Gruden didn't get fired because of football reasons. But then they say, well, maybe he was holding them back. I don't know the answer to that. I think not. But then these stats are what they are. I think they're more varied. I think they're less structured as far as, and I mean less structured, I don't mean that negatively. I mean maybe less uptight, you know? That's what I mean. It's a little looser. It's a little, okay, yeah, let's do some more play action. Let's call some more screens. A little bit more freedom. And it's certainly helping them. And look at this Raiders offense. They won without Waller. They won without a half of Jacobs. There's so many weapons. And you don't need, like, this, the Raiders aren't a great fantasy football team because you don't know who's going to be the guy each week, right? I mean, Hunter Renfro may help you a lot, but he may not help you every week. Same with Ruggs and Edwards. And that's no knock. It's just sometimes their numbers are not called. I think Kenyon Drake's a perfect example of that. He's been hot lately. He wasn't hot for much of the season. You just don't know. But this goes beyond fantasy football. That may be a little inconvenient for the player of fantasy football, but it's a real pain in the ass for defensive coordinators whose job is to actually stop the Raiders in actual real football. You don't know who the guy's going to be. And you can't shut down everybody. So that's why this offense is sustainable. And it helps that the quarterback's playing out of his mind. And all these options help him too. So yeah, it's going great. You know, you hate to talk about luck, but, you know, I think having these opponents at this time really helpful. But they took care of them, and they beat them, and they acted like a good team. And the Raiders are a good team, and they have another one next week against the Giants. And the game plan has to be the same, and we'll talk about more about that next week. It's just don't screw up. just be the better team. It's that simple. That's what they were the last two games. The Eagles ran right down the field, didn't they? So it was like, uh-oh. No, it was not uh-oh. It was a one drive in a football game. It's a lot of drives in football games. I mean, you look around the league, everybody has good drives in a game. Everybody. You know, the Jaguars might get beat 30-7 or something, but they had one good drive. So it wasn't nothing to panic about. It was just, okay, let's get it together. And then the Raiders, what do? They scored 30 straight points. And one thing I've liked a lot, excuse me, about this team the last 2 weeks, is that they've really taken control at halftime. Going into halftime, they've taken control. They scored a big touchdown against Denver. And then, you know, they scored 17 unanswered in the second half. And I think that's really kind of setting the tones. You know, Josh Jacobs said something interesting last week. He said, hey, there was no anxiety on the sidelines. Something bad, we're just on the next play. There was nobody cussing at us. There was nobody screaming at the referees. There was a calmness. Obviously, he was talking about John Gruden. Obviously, it sounds bad. I mean, were those guys uncomfortable? I don't know. That was just one guy's opinion, but it was pretty telling. And again, this is not to bag on Gruden, the football coach, because it's not, the reasons why, face it. But maybe there is a real accident. What are we going to talk about Rich Bisaccia, you know, being the full-time head coach? I don't know. But if he keeps winning, he's going to get that job. And I think Mark Davis would like to keep him, keep stability. Again, because Gruden wasn't removed because, and he removed himself, technically. He's not gone because of football. So, Davis may say, hey, I want Gus Bradley. Because the new head coach may not want Gus Bradley. I like the system. The players like Bisaccia. Derek Carr has already said it. You know, we'd like to have him as a coach. We'll see. I wouldn't be surprised. And it doesn't look too big for him, does it? The task doesn't look overly daunting for Rich Bisaccia, who is a first-time head coach in 38 years as a football coach. The moment doesn't look too big. Him and his staff are doing a great job. Olsen's doing a great job. Bradley's done a great job all year. They're doing well, you know, and they're in good shape. They're 5-2 in a bad AFC in a conference that sends seven teams to the playoffs. I don't really see a team that's going to fall apart. I know they fell apart the last 2 years, and that will be a narrative if they lose a game or two around week 10 and week 11, week 12. And then I know what they're going to say. This team is different. They've said that the last 2 years. I don't want to hear it. I want to see it. So far, what I've seen is good. Can't bitch too much, right? Can't complain. So, I think the Raiders are going to make the playoffs. They're 5-2. They got the best record in the AFC. It'd be nice for the Chargers to lose this week at home when the Raiders are on their bye. And they're tied for the best record in the AFC. So the first place in the AFC West, tied for the best record in the conference. That's pretty good. The schedule does get tougher later, but this schedule is nowhere near as tough as what we thought it was going to be. There's a lot of bad teams in the National Football League, so a lot of teams' schedule is not as tough as they thought it would be. That's no knock on the Raiders. Be better, take advantage, win, beat the bad teams, and that's what they've been doing. So super impressed. Waller should be back against the Giants. Jacobs should be back. We'll see on John Simpson. Guys like Incognito and Trevon Mullen, we'll see. It's going to be a couple weeks after the bye, it looks like. It was Bisaccia said that. You know, another thing that really stands out to me at this point is how good some of these defensive guys, who really nothing was expected from, Faison, he was just a street guy. But he played for Bradley in the past, playing well. Casey Hayward was a dude that got cut in March, didn't get a job until May. Didn't start a lot last year. Pro Bowl level. Denzel Perryman was cut, was basically just given away in August by the Panthers because the Raiders had a rash of injuries. They weren't going to trade for that guy. And he's been a baller. KJ Wright hasn't done much, but that's okay. We'll see. Trufant is now on the team. He's playing. Meek Robinson, that's a bit of a concern. He, you know, he's playing okay. Now he's a healthy scratch again. What's his future? But if you keep winning, you know, that's that kind of makes those type of things easier. And they're keep on winning. You know, I mean, they're just... That wasn't just bullcrap. That just wasn't June hyperbole. They might freaking be. I just like it. They respond. The onside kick to start the second half, Ingold was smart. These guys, they got smart guys. They got instinctive guys. They got good guys. And that was the goal on Mayock and Gruden. And it's working. And there's a lot to like. There's not a lot to dislike about this team right now at the bye. There really isn't. So this is what I want you to do. Go have fun. Enjoy it. Soak it up. Enjoy this. What do I always say? We talk 365 about this team. And there's only 17 games. So when it's going good, soak it up. And that's what I think you should do. You know me. I don't like talking just to hear my voice. I don't need to fill a freaking hour podcast. I'll give you 12 minutes, make it fucking sing, and that'll be it. And if I'm swearing a little bit, I'm just a little fired up. And guess what? On this podcast, you can swear if you want. So today I'm swearing. Maybe next week I won't. But let's do it. Let's have fun. Enjoy yourself. I'm taking a couple days off for the bye. I'm going to have a little vacation. Wife and friends, you enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Be happy. Talk to you next week. And then we're going to talk about how the Raiders are going to get 6-2. 6-2. We'll see you.